are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Excellent. What's the Buzz, which is all your local news, is brought to you by WVU Medicine Reynolds Memorial Hospital, expanding to serve you with 3 new rapid care locations and a newly expanded emergency department. Time for your What's the Buzz. What's going on in your city, your county, your town? We're going to start in Wheeling, 1170 WWVA, Blame My Roots Festival. It's over. This was the second one. Of course, it would have been the third, but the second one got canceled because of the pandemic. So officially, this was the second Blame My Roots. Official numbers are not in yet. But the first Blame My Roots probably brought in 2,500 fans. I would say this one brought in anywhere from 6,000 to 8,000 fans. So obviously an uptick. And as far as the festival itself, I had a great time. I mean, I think there's a couple things that the Duttons can tweak to make it grow even more. But they're very minor things. Overall, I mean, this is a first-class setup. The talent, as far as who was there, I mean, Jody Messina was one of the biggest stars of the 90s. I thought she did incredibly well. Nico Moon, young up-and-comer. I was very entertained by his show, as I was with Tenille Townes. And Lee Bryce and Miranda Lambert, I mean, they brought the hammer. I mean, both very, very good performers. So from a performer standpoint, who they're signing, I mean, they're bringing in top talent. And the setup with the food trucks and everything else I thought was top-notch. So once again, I mean, every little festival is going to take time growing. For a second year out of the gate, I thought they did very, very well. I thought it was a first-class operation. And I think this festival has the potential to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I hope they're in it for the long haul. I really, truly do. Turning now to American Legion Baseball, I had somebody comment to me who's a football coach and actually a baseball coach, okay? And they came and they watched the district tournament in Cambridge, Ohio. And they noticed that St. Clairsville Post 159 was missing 3 of their starters. Well, those 3 starters are at the OVAC All-Star football game, the preparations for that, because it starts a week before the game. And this individual said, you know, it's a crying shame that the OVAC makes these kids choose between football and baseball. I said, here's a team playing without 3 of their best players because if they play baseball, then the OVAC will kick them out of the football game. And I said, you know what? The OVAC says they're all about multi-sport athletes. They say they're there for all sports. They're not. And this is a prime example. These kids could play baseball leading up to that OVAC All-Star football game, still playing that game. It's not going to mess with the quality of the game. The quality of the game is not that good anyway. It can't be when it's 3 months since these kids have played a high school football game and they throw them together for 1 week. Quality's not going to be good. Quality hasn't been good for a long time. This is the OVAC simply being selfish. This is the OVAC not putting kids first. This is the OVAC forcing kids to quit a sport. These kids, in essence, have to quit their baseball teams in the summer if they want to play in this game. It's sad because the kids should be allowed to do both. It's very, very sad. And I will say this, and I'll stick to this. You take the amount of kids that have went on to play college football in the Ohio Valley for the past 30 years, and you're still not going to add up. It's still not going to add up to the amount of kids who are playing baseball in college from the Ohio Valley from the past 5 years. Take 30 years of football, 5 years of baseball, and I guarantee you it's not going to come close. Way more kids go on to play baseball in college. Yet the OVAC, all they care about is football. Well, I got news for you. When Martins Ferry only has 28 kids out for football, football's dying in the Valley. Hate to break it to you. Your cash cow's running out. Jump to Pittsburgh, 1320 WJAS. McKeesport, the Municipal Authority of Westmoreland County, still warning residents in McKeesport's lower 10th ward against drinking or using tap water. It's going to be at least a week until they can certify that the water is safe for use. Firefighting foam may have gotten into the supply. And it happened while crews were putting out a fire at McKeesport Auto Body on Rebecca Avenue on Friday. May have been sucked into a fire hydrant during the fire. And officials are saying those chemicals can't be removed if you try to boil, freeze, or let the water stand. So just be careful and wait till they get that situation fixed. And the Steelers are bringing in free agent pass rusher Melvin Ingram this week. Spent the first 9 years of his career at the L.A. He's got a visit this week. They're trying to find a replacement for Bud Dupree, who left via free agency. Now, Houston's 32 years of age. He's had some injury issues, but when he's good, he's good. He's a three-time Pro Bowler, and he's been one of the game's steadiest pass rushers over time. But he also has not been healthy. Jump over to Akron, 640 WHLO. Akron-based Gojo Industries, makers of Purell, they announced that they're cutting down from 3 shifts to 2 at their Cuyahoga Falls manufacturing facility. And it's because they don't need to produce Purell at the levels required at the peak of the pandemic because it was just through the roof. Now, they are helping those employees who are impacted to transition to other shifts or to take their next opportunity outside the company. I mean, as you know, the demand for Purell skyrocketed at the beginning of the COVID-19 last year. Last fall, the company signed a 2-year lease to occupy roughly 700,000 square feet of Cleveland's IX Center, which they're using to ramp up production of their in-demand products. So they're going to be cutting down that line and doing everything they can to try to help the workers either go somewhere else within the company or find work outside the company. And the Cleveland Division of Police investigating a hit-and-run incident that took the life of a man. It would have been early Sunday, about 3:30 a.m. Multiple motorists reported to police that a man was laying in the right lane of I-90 eastbound, just south of the Chester Avenue ramp. The man was on the highway when he was struck by an unidentified vehicle that failed to stop and left the scene of the crash. Usually when that happens, that means somebody was probably drinking, and they do not want to face the ramifications of their actions for hitting somebody. But at the end of the day, an absolutely disgusting, appalling move when you leave somebody who's probably still fighting for their life to die on the side of the highway. I mean, that is just a despicable human being. Once again, it's What's the Buzz? What's going on in your city, your county, your town? Let's jump over to Youngstown, 570 WKBN. I saw this headline. I started laughing because I'm like, how do you do this? 58-year-old woman arrested after she allegedly tried to steal merchandise from Dollar General worth $613. Do you know how much stuff you got to drag out of a Dollar General to amount to $613? This was the Dollar General in Mercer, located at 1497 Perry Highway. Pennsylvania State Police apprehended a woman, placed her under arrest. 630. I think I've gone to a Dollar General. The most I've ever spent might be $46. And I had like 2 carts of stuff going out. I mean, it's kind of why it's called a Dollar General. That's amazing. And 2 motorcycles collided and both drivers were taken to Mercy Health. Happened the other night between Sheridan Road and Irma. Police say both seem to be heading in the same direction when the crash happened. The driver's conditions are unknown. I just the other day saw a bunch of motorcycles come through. Okay, it was some sort of a poker run or something like that. And everybody's obviously going the same direction. But I have thought countless times, I've seen guys going down the road and they're riding two bikes, 10 bikes, 20 bikes, all so tight together. And I've often wondered, like, you know, how do they not get tangled up? How does somebody not, you know, kind of veer over a little bit or lean over a little bit too much and get caught in it? Apparently, that's exactly what happened with this crash. But man, when I see some of these poker runs going through and you've got 60 bikes or 120 bikes, I've often wondered, how in the world do you not have more accidents? Just because they're so close to each other. Parkersburg, 910 WLTP. Got a guy facing charges after police say he led them on a 2-county high-speed chase, all while having a 2-year-old boy in the back seat. And I saw a comment by Ravenswood Police Chief Lance Morrison. Lance listens to the show all the time. Matter of fact, I had the pleasure to go with Vic down to Ravenswood, and Lance put us through one of the police simulators, the one that I died on the first 7 times, by the way. But Morrison said officers received a call after a Dodge Charger went through a drive-thru, smelled of narcotics and drugs coming from the vehicle, and then the chase began. They were over 100 miles per hour, speeds reaching up to 115 miles per hour down I-77. You had the Ripley Police Department, Jackson County Sheriff's Office, Kanawha County Sheriff's Office joining in the pursuit. And it ended when this individual hit a police cruiser. And George Donovan Langford Cherry is his name, and ended up going into a ditch. The 2-year-old, the driver, 2 other passengers were taken to the hospital. So he's facing charges of felony fleeing, child neglect with the risk of injury and death. I mean, a two-year-old going over 115 miles per hour. And finally, New Matamoros, Ohio. Want to say once again, World War II veteran Bob Morris, happy birthday. Just celebrated his 95th birthday in New Matamoros. There at the Little Muskingum Watershed Association building, he served in World War II with the military police as a sergeant. And since that time, 11 children with his late wife, 20 grandchildren, 30 great-grandchildren, and 3 great-great-grandchildren. As far as the key to a long life, according to Bob Morris, corn cakes, bacon, and whiskey. How do you argue with that, huh? Especially the bacon and whiskey part. At your buzz, what's going on in your city, your county, your town? I'm always giving it to you in What's the Buzz?
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes, available for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
Want to find some great local entertainment and recreation less than a tank of gas away? Then go to this station's website and check out the One Tank Trip page to enjoy some of these great places this summer, like Belmont Mansion Museum, Clendenning Lake Marina, Black Sheep Vineyard, Living Word Outdoor Drama, Kruger Street Toy and Train Museum, and Tappan Lake Park and Marina. Let the One Tank Trip page be your guide to a fun, affordable, and safe summer.
What's the Buzz was brought to you by WVU Medicine Reynolds Memorial Hospital, where you don't have to wait hours to be seen by board-certified emergency medical physicians in a newly expanded ER.
In season 2 of the hit podcast, Paper Ghosts, investigative journalist M. William Phelps searches for the truth behind the tragedy of July 4th weekend, 1981. A massive fire engulfs a farmhouse in America's heartland. 4 members of a wealthy Ohio family are dead. But was it the fire that killed them?
My brother says, Carol, something's up. They're not telling us everything. That is not a fire. There is too much blood.
Listen to season 2 of Paper Ghosts on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Elmhurst, the House of Friendship, has been Wheeling's finest assisted living for older adults since 1890. Now is the time to schedule your private tour. Enjoy the best of life at Elmhurst. Call today at 304-242-0240.
Now available at all 6 Straub Automotive dealerships. Straub as is, select pre-owned. There are budget-friendly customer trade-ins sold as is to save you more.
Each vehicle goes through a 150-point inspection,
is road-tested, safety-inspected, and comes with a fresh West Virginia state inspection.
Financing is available for all situations.
Straub as is, select. They may not be perfect, but they could be perfect for you. Drive smart. Drive Straub.
All with proof credit. For details.
Hey, it's Bloom Daddy for Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport. Dennis wants me to let you know Breaking Skin is open 7 days a week with 8 tattoo artists and 2 piercers ready to roll. And yes, you can walk right in without an appointment. At Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing in Bridgeport, they prioritize professionalism in a clean and sanitary environment. And don't forget about Resurrection Island Tattoo Convention coming your way Labor Day weekend, September 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Wheeling Island Hotel Casino Racetrack. Breaking Skin Tattoo and Body Piercing will be there. And so should you.
Texting while driving is a serious problem on America's roads. Did you know that when you send or receive a text while driving, you take your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds? At 55 miles an hour, that's like driving more than the length of an entire football field, blindfolded. As a result, thousands of people die every year in crashes related to distracted driving. That's why officers are out looking for people who text while driving, and that's why they write tickets, to save lives. So if you text while driving, you will get caught. And that's nothing to LOL about. You drive, you text, you pay.
Colorcrete in Wheeling specializes in all things concrete. Choose from broom finish, stamped concrete, decorative overlays, retaining walls, and call Colorcrete today at 304-905-8451 or stop by at 29th and Oaf Street in Wheeling.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Doctors Urgent Care serves nearly 20,000 patients each year at their Wheeling, St. Clairsville, and Barnesville locations. Doctors Urgent Care continues to offer accessible, quality medical care to residents in the Ohio Valley. Doctors Urgent Care offers services such as convenient appointments, walk-ins, our Primary Care One plan, and house calls. Contact Doctors Urgent Care now to set up an appointment at any one of our three locations. Log on to our website at doctorsurgentcare.com. Or call Doctors Urgent Care today at 740-699-0940.
Bloom Daddy here to let you know somebody is offering 12 new burgers for your tummy. And that somebody is Jacob & Sons Quality Meats of Martins Ferry. Now you can still get the old favorites like bacon belly burgers and pepper cheeseburgers, but now you have 12 new burger choices like sweet bourbon burgers, which I've had, and I'll explain to you this way. Dang, son! And how about black pepper parm burgers? Haven't tried this one yet, but I have to imagine it's incredible. All told, you could choose from over 20 different burger flavors, only at Jacob & Sons Quality Meats of Martins Ferry.
We Have a Deal. A bipartisan group of lawmakers and President Biden have reached an agreement to invest in America's infrastructure, roads, bridges, water, the electric grid, broadband. This deal will make historic investments in America and our future. We can't wait. When we build together, we create jobs. We help the economy and businesses grow. Senator Manchin, thank you for supporting this bipartisan deal. America, start your engines, because we're ready to go. Paid for by Business Roundtable.
Bloom Daddy.
During the break, I've been watching Jeff Bezos and his crew board the rocket out of Van Horn, Texas. And I was watching the countdown. Right now, I think they're stopped at 15 minutes. I don't know. I don't have audio up on the TV. I'm not quite sure what's going on. But he's supposed to blast off at 9 a.m. So even though they haven't blasted off yet, we have the actual audio from the actual countdown to the actual launch featuring the actual Bezos.
I am Jeff Bezos, conqueror of Earth, and now I shall conquer the heavens, initiating countdown in T-minus 5. Ignite way bigger rocket than Richard Branson's. 4. Typing and shipping address, SPACE. Enter. 3. Polishing my hairless head so it's even sexier than Captain Cards. 2. Quick check on Amazon headquarters to be sure no one is taking a bathroom break. And 1. Getting as far away from my ex-wife as possible. Blast off! Woohoo! I'm boldly going where only one other billionaire has gone before!
And I'm not going to lie to you, I'm looking at the rocket right now. It looks like a phallic symbol. Come in here real quick. Hurry up. Take your headphones off. Come in here. You tell me what that looks like. Does that not look like a giant silver penis? Does it? Or am I just being me? Tell me. What do you think?
You're on target.
I mean, I'm looking up at this thing and I'm going, no, no, that's not what. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's.
Listen. I just had an epiphany.
It looks like a wiener.
I was going to say something, and I am so glad I didn't. I will tell you after the show, but I will not say it on air.
It's what it looks like. I just glanced up. That's why I told you, you got to get out of your seat, because I knew you wouldn't believe me. You're just going to think that I was wanted to make some kind of, you know, crank joke, but it does. It does. Clint Eastwood hanging up his Spurs after 60-plus years, or it looks like he is, playing Cowboys, Outlaws, Truck Drivers, Gran Torino, Fistful of Dollars, Million Dollar Baby, The Outlaw Josie Wales, which is my favorite movie with him. Your favorite movie is what? Eastbound and Down, right?
No.
Any Which Way You Can. Or Loose.
Yeah, Any Which Way
You Can.
It's
the one with the orangutan.
Yeah, Any Which Way But Loose, Any Which Way You Can. Anything But the Curve, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Or Nothing But the Curve. Or what the hell's the name of that damn movie?
It's Something with the Curve. Every time you bring up Any Which Way, Bill Carpenter has flashbacks. And it's not about his experience in Vietnam fighting the Viet Cong. It's fighting that damn orangutan. Anyway, he's 91 years old. He said, I think being able to age gracefully is a very important talent. It's too late for me. More than 65 movies to his credit. The thing about Clint Eastwood is there's a lot of good movies out there you don't realize he had a part in. Because we think of him mostly as an actor, but behind the scenes, he did a lot. Like Mystic River. That's a movie that I saw. It won Oscars for Sean Penn and Tim Robbins way back in 2003. I didn't think he had anything to do with that, and he directed that movie.
How about The Mule? That was good.
Yeah. His latest project, Cry Macho, is set to be out in theaters and on HBO Max September 17th. So Clint may be calling it a career after a long, long time.
Wow.
How about this one for you? Former NFL quarterbacks Peyton Manning and Eli Manning. They're going to take part in an alternate Monday Night Football broadcast over the next three seasons. This is going to be called the Monday Night Football Megacast. It's going to air on ESPN2 for 10 games in each of the next three seasons. And it's going to include current and former NFL players and celebrities joining the Manning brothers on the broadcast. They don't have a host for this as of yet. Based on Peyton Manning's personality, I don't see how this isn't successful. Because he's a really, really funny guy, cordial guy. Seems like he's very relaxed in any situation. Now, as far as Eli goes, I haven't seen as much of Eli as I have Peyton. I think this thing could fly.
And I think they stole the idea from MLB Network, where they had a host and then they had former players sitting like in lounge chairs with some water or whatever around, and they're watching it on a big screen TV, and they're just making comments. They're talking about the plays. They're talking about why is he cheating to the left? Why is he cheating to the right? Why is this going on? Look at his swing. Look at what the pitcher's doing. It was CC Sabathia. It was Sean Casey, and I think Eric Young. And they sat there, and they told their own stories. They flashed up pictures of when they were in high school, going into commercial breaks, and so on and so forth. And they ragged on each other. I think if they do that in something of that nature, that it'll work, and it'll work well.
You have to have the right people. And you just told me, you just dropped a name, Sean Casey,
who's nuts.
I had a chance to meet Sean Casey.
Yeah.
I think it was in Penn Hills. My kid was playing in a travel baseball tournament. Now, this would have been 10 years ago. And I walk around the outfield fence, and there's a guy standing there just watching. I don't know who he is. And I'm standing there, and I look over and look over again. I'm like, man, that guy looks like Sean Casey. It was Sean Casey. He was just driving by, I think, and wanted to watch a baseball game.
He's a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Well, listen, I walked up to him. He was the most cordial, easygoing, talked to me like we had been friends for 30 years. And that's why I think he often gets the most likable guy in baseball over and over and over. But to your point, you need people like that.
Yes.
And that's where I think Peyton Manning. That's what I think Peyton Manning brings to the table.
And the one thing about Sean Casey, and not to get away from your football, but the one thing about Sean Casey is he makes fun of himself. And relates what happens to certain people and can laugh at himself and doesn't have a problem with it.
Now, you're still going to have your regular Monday Night Football crew, Steve Levy, Brian Greasy, Lewis Riddick, Lisa Salters, John Perry. They will remain on the traditional Monday Night Football broadcast for the second straight season. This Monday Night Football megacast will air on ESPN2, and it's going to debut the first 3 weeks of the 2021 season. I think their first game is September 13th. That's the opener between the Ravens and the Las Vegas Raiders. So, and they're going to kind of go from there. The NFL Network announced yesterday it will air each of the Cleveland Browns' first two preseason games. Cleveland opens its preseason schedule on Saturday, August 14th against the Jaguars, followed by a meeting with the Giants on Sunday, August 22nd. So NBC will air the team's preseason finale, too, against the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday, August 29th.
The Steelers signed a defensive end yesterday.
Did they sign him?
What was his name? Ingram? Is it Ingram?
Three-time Pro Bowler. I talked about it yesterday. They did sign him.
Yeah, I saw it go across. I was watching the TBT last night with Heard That in Best Virginia, and I was watching. It came across there that they signed him.
So the reports were that they were supposed to meet with him this week. Obviously, this week means Monday. So if indeed they did that, he's 32 years of age. I can't remember his first name, but he's a three-time Pro Bowler. But he had some injuries last year, so
yeah.
I don't know how excited you could get over that signing.
1 year deal.
Yeah. Well, if he comes in and he's healthy and he could give you half of what he's given before, I guess it's a win-win. Long John Silver's testing plant-based fish
at
some of its locations. Do you know anybody that eats at Long John Silver's anymore? I'm being serious. I'm not trying to demean the chain.
My best buddy's brother worked there when he was in high school.
Anybody.
He would bring stuff home, and we would just scarf it down.
I don't
Hush
know
puppies.
Anybody who eats at Long John Silver's. Now, I used to go back in the day. I had a high school buddy that would go there and just get the boat of Krispies.
Yeah.
Like the grease crispy things and eat it with tartar.
Basically, the
what's the fat
the
content of that? Yeah. That had to be about 800 grams of fat a day. That's it. But I don't know anybody.
That was the best, though.
Who goes, hey, let's go to Long John Silver's. Haven't heard that in a long time. Bezos, 13 minutes, 39, 38, 37, 36 seconds away. See you tomorrow, same time, same place.
You are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.